Thank you, Carolyn. Andrew, if we could come back to you.
Yeah, well, I want to pick up something that actually, I have to admit, came out last month from the American Astronomical Society meeting. And we discussed some results from that meeting. We didn't have time to cover everything that came out. And this caught my eye as well, that people have found, they've measured a new mass for the black hole that sits at the centre of the galaxy M87. And the mass that they've derived is 7 billion times the mass of our own sun. So even by the standards of supermassive black holes that we know do sit at the centre of galaxies, that's pretty large. The way they do that is they're using the Gemini telescope to watch how stars are moving near the centre of that M87 galaxy. And Carl Gebhardt and his collaborators at the University of Texas have been using the power of that very large telescope to watch stars even closer to the centre than anyone's ever managed before. And the reason that that's important is because as you get closer and closer to the centre, and therefore closer and closer to what we think is a black hole in the centre, you expect the velocity of the stars that you're measuring to keep going up if they really are caused by the gravitational tug of a black hole. But to do that experiment, you need very accurate optics because you're trying to look in a very small region, and what you mustn't do is sort of smear all the stars together. If you have slight imperfections in your telescope, they get smeared together and you get confused about what the true speeds of the different stars at different distances really is. So they've been using the very powerful Gemini telescope, which has what we call an adaptive optics system, to prevent this smearing as much as possible. And the new data that they found gets the stars up to a speed of 500 kilometres per second at about 100 light years from what we think is this black hole. And it's that leads them to their estimate of 7 billion times the mass of the sun. And more broadly, it's important to understand the black holes that sit at the centre of galaxies. This is obviously a small contribution to that. But we do think that they've evolved alongside galaxies and probably had quite a large impact on the way that their host galaxies have evolved. So as well as being extremely technically impressive, this is a contribution to an important field.
Obviously, we have a black hole at the centre of our own galaxy as well. How does this compare to M87?
Well, compared against M87, both the black hole in our galaxy and our galaxy itself are thought to be much smaller than the black hole in M87 and M87 itself. And in fact, one of the things we'd like to really understand is why it is that bigger galaxies seem to have bigger black holes. It's not actually at all obvious how that should come about.
Okay, well, thank you very much.